Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to look at a couple of American icons. From New York, Ramon Taylor will take us to the construction site for a new museum dedicated to the Statue of Liberty.
When we first came on the island, we were moved. We literally saw people on their knees crying because of what this place meant.
Then we'll head to New Orleans, where Maya Kay takes us to Preservation Hall, in the city that's the birthplace of jazz.
Our common ancestry and our common bonds as newcomers to this land is what created this music, and it keeps it fresh.
American icons on this week's American Cafe. For 132 years, a giant green goddess with a pointed crown and golden torch has stood in New York's harbor. Generations of immigrants have passed by the Statue of Liberty, but not nearly as many have been inside the Colossus. Now, as VOA's Ramon Taylor tells us, construction is underway on a new museum that will tell the story of Lady Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty as it now stands at the gateway to the new world.
Over a span of 62 years, from 1892 until 1954, the colossal gift from France called the Statue of Liberty Enlightening the World greeted more than 12 million immigrants who had disembarked on nearby Ellis Island. Now, a new museum to honor Lady Liberty's legacy is on the way, and the task feels, well, monumental.
When we first came on the island, we were moved. We literally saw people on their knees crying because of what this place meant. And it kind of sunk into us that this is a really special, sacred place.
4.5 million tourists visit the Statue of Liberty every year, but limited by capacity, only a fifth of that number are able to enter the monument. With the opening of the new museum and garden pavilion, everyone who visits Liberty Island is invited to explore. Through experience design, its creators envision an open-ended dialogue.
We wanted to really convey this idea that it is our ability, all of our ability, to preserve and kind of protect the idea of liberty.
Each visitor today comes away with a different interpretation.
It represents the efforts of everyone that arrived to this country to fight for equality and fraternity.
To feel free, but always respecting the liberty of others.
Following a virtual fly-through to the tip of the statue's 93-meter-high torch, museum guests step inside the studio of statue sculptor Frederic Auguste Bartholdi before a grand finale in the Inspiration Gallery. There, visitors view up close the original 1,600-kilo torch that stood atop the statue for nearly a century. It was replaced in the 1980s. Atop the structure itself, there are panoramic views of New York's lower Manhattan skyline. The museum's lead architecture designer calls the building and landscape piece optimistic.
It doesn't try to be nostalgic. It tries to be forward-looking. It tries to be inspirational unto itself as its own object, its own kind of new icon, while being respectful to the buildings that are here.
The Statue of Liberty Museum is expected to open in May 2019. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
The late jazz musician Louis Armstrong once said, "If you have to ask what jazz is, you'll never know." But one place you're guaranteed to hear the real thing is Preservation Hall in New Orleans. Maya Kay visited the Crescent City and takes us there.
Nothing reflects America's diverse musical identity than jazz, a genre that originated in the African-American communities of New Orleans, Louisiana. And nowhere is jazz as alive and as vibrant as in its birthplace, where live music is heard from every street corner, club, and restaurant. But one place in the city is synonymous with the history and cultural tradition of jazz, Preservation Hall.
Immigration and our common ancestry and our common bonds as newcomers to this land is what created this music, and it keeps it fresh and constantly invigorated by people coming in and experiencing it and bringing their cultures to bear here.
A house band plays there 5 times a day every day, and there is always a long line waiting to get in, even during weekdays. Preservation Hall is a major tourist magnet in New Orleans' historic French Quarter, which combines cultures and traditions from around the world. The Spanish and French, Creole and American, all left their mark in this city that is like no other in the United States. Preservation Hall hasn't been remodeled since the early 1960s, when musicians were first invited to play in what was then an art gallery. The walls of this historic building are adorned with old photos. The locks are old and rusty. Floorboards creak. The interior, together with the music that's played there, preserves the aura of the club.
Preservation in regards to preserving a way of life and a way of looking at things, but it can be a tricky term because it can be isolating, right? When people think of preserving something, you're taking something and keeping it the same way for the rest of it, as long as you can keep it going. But we also, you know, our mission statement is to protect, preserve, and perpetuate. And all three words are equally as important to us, and to us that's all part of preservation.
Many American and foreign musicians dream of performing here. Singer-songwriter Tom Waits called it a sacred, hallowed ground of jazz after he made a record there.
It's the lifeblood of people. It's the story of people. And so I think if you ask somebody, well, it's obvious, if you ask somebody what jazz is in Chicago and somebody in New Orleans, it's going to be two dramatically different answers. So to me, it's people music.
We take a boat to the land of dreams. Heaven on earth, they call it New Orleans.
About 18 million tourists visit New Orleans every year to listen to this truly American music. In this city, jazz sets the tone, in parks, over the Mississippi River, and welcoming visitors at the international airport named for Louis Armstrong, jazz legend.
They call it New Orleans.
Maya Kay, VOA News, New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's a street, long time ago.
If you would like to see video versions of these stories, you can find them on our webpage, voanews.com. We'll also have links to the places you heard about on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.